نحمد و نصلي على رسول الكريم. One of the surahs of Baraj, the surah Al-Haqa. Before we talk about that, the surahs of Baraj before that, Surah Mulk. And Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has, it is established that this is one of the surahs that will defend a person in the grave. So if Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given you the ability to learn the surah, to memorize the surah, then it is something you should at least try and do. As Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala makes mention here, that Tabarak Alladhi Biyadi Al-Mulk, that Allah who is the most exalted, it is in His hands in which everything is in control, it is in His hands in which the true kingdom exists. Everything belongs to Allah, who has power of every single thing, little or lot in our eyes, whatever it may be. And the most important ayah for us to reflect on is الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. And we just spoke about this a few seconds ago when we mentioned that at least we should try and make ourselves sensitive to the grave, sensitive to the graveyard. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to go a lot to the graveyard, and he used to go for one purpose, to make the ummah realize that you will be much more in the grave than out of the grave. Statistically, you will spend more time in the grave than out of the grave. So therefore Allah says, Alladhi khalaqal maut. Allah is the one that created death. You and I look at it this way, I was born on this day, and from that day on I lived so many years. We focus on our life. Allah says, you're getting it wrong. First realize that death is more important than your living, because if you pass the challenge of your death, that means if you can answer the questions of the grave, then in reality you can say life has begun. Until then, we are just living in like a dream. We came in this world from a dreamlike state. We didn't know what was going on. All of a sudden we are born. We live 50 years, 70 years, 90 years, 110 years, whatever it is. And then back again, we are put to sleep. So Allah says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتِ. Allah is the one that created death. Wal-hayat. And of course, Allah created life. But why did He create life and death? Or death and life, as the ayah says, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. That you will be tested. So that you will be tested. And what will you be tested? Which of you, أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. You will not just do أحسن, good. But which of you will do, which of us will do أحسن عملا, the best of deeds. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ. Allah SWT is the most mighty, and of course He is the most forgiving. Then of course we went through another surah, which was Surah Qalam, and that is something you should go over. And also Allah SWT mentioned in Al-Haqqa, where He says Al-Haqqa means basically the inevitable. That means, now مَا الْحَاقَّةَ. This is going to be a question. What is the most inevitable thing? This is human nature. You tell them something, they always got a question. Anything you say to humans, they always have a question for that, like a child. Why? You're giving a child information, why? Why did dad say this? Why did mom say that? That's how children function. So Allah knows how humans are. Allah says الْحَاقَّةَ, talking about the inevitable, the signs of Qiyamah and Qiyamah, and He knows what we're going to do. So He says, Malhaqa. So what is the inevitable? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَالْحَاقَ. Allah SWT makes mention, what shall inform you of this? That means, you know, what do you want that makes me tell you about the inevitable? Then Allah mentions the various stories of the various prophets and what they went to. كَذَّبَ ثَمُودُ وَعَادٌ بِالْقَارِيَةِ. And various, Allah talks about Fir'aun. Allah talks about how he rejected. Allah SWT makes mention of all these individuals and entities for one purpose. So that way, we don't get caught up in this life and forget the inevitable outcome. The outcome of us coming into basically an end-like state. And when we come to an end-like state, we must not regret that we didn't live our life to our fullest. Therefore Allah SWT says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ فَيَقُولُ هَاهُ مُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ. There'll be two groups of people in essence. One that gets their book on the right hand, and one that gets their book on the left hand. And may Allah make us amongst those that get our book, inshallah, on the right hand. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one that gets it in the right hand, فَيَقُولْ هَا أُمُقْرَعُوا كِتَابِيَا. You know what they will say? Come everyone, come, come. And read what, you know, that's a day of, that's when you pass your exam. You know, in other countries they take exam very, very seriously. In this country it's a little bit different, alhamdulillah. When those countries, you know, they make it very dramatic. I know when you are a kid, they give it to you in a sealed envelope. Does Iqra school do that? Not that dramatic, huh? They give it to you in a sealed envelope and you can't open the envelope and you take it home and they have all these green circles and red circles. It's a magnet. And those that did well, oh, they are proud. They run home. They run to their parents and they give it. And those that didn't, they don't want to go home that day. You know, they come out last from the class. They are planning and plotting. And they know they can't open that envelope. They have to give it as is. It's exciting back home countries, huh? Isn't it? Nowadays it's different. They send it through email. What they do? Anyway, so on that day, these people will be jumping and they'll be proud. They'll say, come and read, come and read. I was always convinced, inni dhanantu anni mulaqin hisabiya. I was always convinced that I shall certainly go through this reckoning phase. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَا. They knew and they had in mind, yes, I'll go through challenges, I'll go through difficulties, I'll go through all this. But if my Allah says I'm going to meet him, I'm going to meet him. If my Allah says that I'm going to be held accountable, then I understand I'm going to be held accountable. Whatever happens, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, I have to do what I have to do. And وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَا. And the one that is given it in the left hand, يَا لَيْتَنِي. I don't know how to say it in English. The Urdu word is afsos. Like, you know, how grief, how sad, how humiliated, how wretched it is. If only I was given my record. In other words, if only I was not given my record. If only Allah just held it back. Okay, put me in Jahannam if you want. Why must I go through Jahannam multiple times? I must go through the reckoning. After the reckoning, I must get the book in my left hand. Everyone must see me getting in my left hand. Then I must be dragged because I don't want to go into Jahannam and then thrown into it. That person will say, فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي. لَمْ means not. فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوتَ كِتَابِيَا. How wretched, how grief, how sad. If only I was not given this book on this given day. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَا. يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَا. مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَا. هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَا. In other words, nothing will come to this person's avail. خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ. It'll be said, grab this person. But this person realized, he doesn't want to move from there. She doesn't want to move from there. At that day, even though they are given their book on the left hand, it's like the best feeling in the sense that so long as I don't move from here. Because once you move, you know, once the judge passes the sentence, guilty, all of a sudden, that place you are seated is the best place. Because once guilty is said, that guy, that officer, whoever, he comes, he puts the cuffs, and from there, it's, you know, it's downhill. And the same thing here, خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ. It'll be said, grab him. Just grab him. And خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ. And place this yoke around his neck. Because he's not going to move any other way. Just place it. And ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّوهُ. Enter him into that blazing outcome. ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ ذَرْعُهَا سَبْعُونَ ذِرَاعًا فَاسْلُكُوهُ. And fasten this individual will change. And chains. And these chains are massive. These chains are long. Why is this chains long? Because on that day, everything changes. Me and you are not in our current size. Everything changes because you have to... And this is... And the Mufassirin even talk about this. Because, you know, humans will ask the question, well, on that day, if the sun is going to be right above me, and if I'm like this, and some people want to say, well, no big deal, because I'll just melt like butter and it'll be over. No, no, no. Everything changes. If the sun is there, your size to absorb that sun also has to be different. And your size is no more the way you are. All of a sudden, everything just magnifies itself. You become larger than the way in which we are. That's why it said the chain, سَبْعُونَ ذِرَاعًا فَاسْلُكُوهُ. It'd be like 70 cubic lengths. Why? Because you are massive, those chains are massive, the situation is massive, the occurrence is massive, everything is not like the way you and I see it. And thereafter, إِنَّهُ كَانَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. Verily this individual, now he starts believing. But as far as the world is concerned, he didn't want to believe. وَلَا يَحُدُّ عَلَىٰ طُعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. And as far as the poor was concerned, he didn't want to take care of them. فَلَيْسَ لَهُ الْيَوْمَ هَاوْنَا حَمِيمٌ. And that day, they shall be neither a friend or no one, for example, will even want to befriend this individual. Everyone will say, it's me for myself. You do your thing. Yeah, in the world we had Western Union, in the world we had all these transfers we could do with one another. You know, I could send you things through my phone, and through my phone it reaches you, you press a button and money comes into your account. All that is in this world. On that day, every person is fighting for every deed. Mother is saying, my son, in this world you were with me, I knew you. Today you got your anxiety, I got my anxiety. Father in this world is loving to his child. On that day, my son, it's me and Allah. I got to worry about what I got to worry about. And وَلَا طَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ غِسْلِينَ. And there will be no ta'am, there will be no food, إِلَّا مِنْ غِسْلِينَ, except for what will be said like pus and filthy, or things that, like sewage water, some have defined it as that as well. In other words, the worst of worst, لَا يَأْكُلُوا إِلَّا الْخَاطِئُونَ. And who will eat? Allah says, don't worry, believers, don't worry about it. لَا يَأْكُلُوا إِلَّا الْخَاطِئُونَ. Only those that sinned and intentionally took part in sin, refused to ask for forgiveness, were training others on how to do wrong while they did that wrong themselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that in essence, if you are a sinner, then make your istighfar, put your life right, and inshallah, by putting your life right, things will get easy for us, not only in this world, but also in the hereafter. تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This is a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is shared to us by our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through Jibreel alayhi salam, bringing it down. So my brothers, let's focus on this surah alone inshallah in the next few moments, so that way inshallah we can attain maximum success, not only for ourselves in this world, but also in the hereafter to come as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us, guide us, forgive our families. And those of you that have time, inshallah, if the graveyard is open for a minute, if someone could take the responsibility of maybe just opening it at Maghrib, or opening it from Maghrib and closing it after Fajr. Ulamba, you come a lot to this masjid, mashallah. Whatever, if a few of you can get keys, few respectable people, just for this month, you go, all you do is one thing. Just open it, and all you have to say is, oh Allah, forgive the believers. My brothers, you are livening a sunnah if you do this. And also, if a sister from upstairs that's responsible can be given a key, or whoever is on the EC, if she can just, this is not just a men's job. She just opens the gate, opens it, goes in a little, oh Allah, forgive the sinners. Oh Allah, forgive the dead. Oh Allah, forgive the weak. Oh Allah, forgive me, and walk out. You will be livening, inshallah, a dying sunnah. And of course, as I said in the beginning, we're going to be more in the graveyard than we are going to be in this world. So may Allah forgive them. May Allah forgive us. May Allah forgive our parents. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our living and dying and resurrection, inshallah, easy as well.